Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host Morgan, and today I have a very special guest joining me, my good friend Juliana. Juliana and I have been through a lot together during our time in college, and today we just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about student involvement on campus. Welcome, Juliana.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Morgan. I'm excited to be here and chat about something that's been such a big part of our college experience.
I am so glad you're here. So today we're kind of going to dive a little bit into why getting involved on campus is super important and how truly you get out of college what you put into it. So Juliana, you've been super involved over the years, and I know it's shaped a lot of who you are today.
Yeah. So I truly believe that you get out of college what you put in. It's so easy to feel like college is just about classes and grades. There's so much more you can gain if you're willing to just step out of your comfort zone.
Exactly. And honestly, involvement has been a huge part of both of our lives. I was involved in my sorority for all 4 years. I held executive positions, which really helped me grow in ways that I could have never expected. Juliana, you've had a pretty similar experience, right?
Yeah, definitely. I've been involved in several clubs, and like you, I also held leadership positions. It really pushed me to develop my organizational and leadership skills, which have been such a game changer now that I'm in grad school and working as a graduate assistant.
If you think about it, it's kind of funny how looking back, we can see just how much we've gotten from being involved. But let's be real, it wasn't always easy. There were definitely moments of burnout from having so many things on our plate.
Oh, for sure. I remember juggling classes, club meetings, sorority events, and part-time jobs, and it was so much. I think one of the main things that I got out of it was learning how to manage that kind of workload is one of the most important skills that like you can take away from college. Do you have any tips for handling burnout?
I would say for me, it was all about managing my time wisely. So just kind of learning to prioritize what really mattered in the moment, and also just giving myself a little bit of grace when I couldn't make it to everything and do it all. I think we both felt the pressure to attend everything, but you quickly realize it is okay to say no to things.
No, for sure. I feel that we always had like the fear of missing out. And so I feel like a lot of people are getting that nowadays. But learning to say no and balancing what you can and can't do is super important. So sometimes not going to that event or meeting is the best decision for your mental health.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's something that a lot of students struggle with. Just kind of this feeling like they have to do everything. But it's really about finding what system works for you. Even if you can't attend every event, the skills you develop by being involved in just one or two things can be so valuable to you post-grad.
Oh, definitely. Whether that's leadership skills from holding a position in a club or just learning how to work with others, those are things that you can carry with you after college. I know being involved has made me so much more prepared for my career post-graduation.
No, I definitely agree. I think the biggest skills I've developed are kind of leadership and organizational skills with my sorority and other clubs that I've been involved in, and they've definitely translated into my role as a graduate assistant, which I know you are as well, but I'm a graduate assistant as a project manager, so I think that those skills have really helped me a lot. I don't think I'd feel as confident in these roles if I hadn't had those previous experiences of being involved.
Oh no, for sure. I agree with that. And speaking of grad school, it's kind of like a full circle moment, right? Like we're both graduate assistants now, so all of those skills we picked up during undergraduate are really paying off. Plus, being involved give us a chance to build relationships and networks that have continued to help us as grad students.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel college is such a short time in your life, and being involved on campus just makes it so much more meaningful. Like we said earlier, you really do get out of college what you put in, and I feel like we both agree with that statement there.
Definitely. So if you're listening to this and you're on the fence on whether or not you should get involved, our advice is to just go for it. You never know what skills you'll develop or what opportunities you'll find. Just like putting yourself out there will help you strive in college so far.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to try different things. Like, you don't have to do it all, but finding something that excites you and lean into that, try that, it'll make all the difference during your time in college and beyond. Well, Juliana, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your insights. It's always fun to reflect, you know, kind of how much student involvement has meant to both of us. I hope our listeners can take something away from this and feel encouraged to get involved themselves.
Yeah, Morgan, thank you so much for having me. It's been great talking about it, and I really hope that this helps someone take the first steps towards getting involved on campus.
Yeah, absolutely. I have that hope too. All right, everyone, that's all for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, college is truly what you make of it. Get involved, build connections, and make the most of your time here. Catch you all next time.